Okay, so one of the things that it's well known is that Mashiach is going to be a Navi. In fact, it says that the person that's a Navi, as close to it as it comes, to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, is Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be a Navi, Karev L'Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, where he speaks about who Mashiach will be, and there the Rambam says details that he does not even mention in Melachim, in the Hilchas Melachim in the end, talks about the Nevuah of Melech HaMashiach. Which means that when Mashiach comes, Mashiach is going to return Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. But really, even before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come to be Mevasa the Gula. He's going to come to tell us the good news that Mashiach is coming. So the Nevuah is going to come back to Yidden through Eliyahu HaNavi. So the accepted notion, I should say, or the accepted opinion that people in the Welt say is that there's no Nevuah b'zman hazeh. And when is Nevuah going to return? Through Eliyahu HaNavi will be the first one. And then afterwards Mashiach. And then you have Tchias HaMesim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyen, which is also a Navi, and all the other Navim will eventually come back. That's the conventional opinion. And L'chaira, this is backed up by the famous Gemara that says in the end of Saita and a few different places that Mishnah Mesu Nevi'im Achreinim Chagi Zcharia Malachi Nistalka Nevu'im Yisrael. When the last Nevi'im passed away, in the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, so Nevu'ah was removed from Klal Yisrael. So from that point onward, there's no Nevu'ah. And L'chaira, we see B'muchash, there was no Nevu'ah after that. So Nevuah is only going to come back through Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi was a Navi already from before. And he's going to come back and be Mevasa de Gula, and then Mashiach will come, and then Nevuah will return to Klal Yisrael. Another raya you could bring to this is the famous Igeres HaKadosh of the Alter Rebbe in Tanya. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya complains about the fact that Chassidim write them about all kinds of questions they have regarding their physical well-being. And the Alter Rebbe says, where was such a thing ever heard of? Where was such a thing heard of that you ask questions of a Rebbe when you get to Gashmi's things? You have, by the times of the Nevi'im, they would come to a Navi to ask questions regarding Gashmi's. But in the times of... Exactly. But later on, even in the time of the Tanaim and Amiraim, for sure later generations, where do you find such a thing that there's questions that you ask from someone regarding Gashmi's things? So the Alter Rebbe is L'chaira clearly stating the fact that the reason why today we don't ask about physical well-being is because there's no union of Nevuah today.
And if that's why.
Well, that's implicit in the statement that he's saying. But that point could be true. But the Alter Rebbe is saying, the Alter Rebbe is also saying that Hayyais, there's no union of Nevuah today. Alter Rebbe says, there's no union of Nevuah. L'chaira, that's what Alter Rebbe is saying. Hayyais, you don't ask questions and gash music things. Why? Because there's no Nevuah.
Where do you get that? There's no Nevuah.
I'll read it here, the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe. Ha-hoisek ha-zois, af le-gdoyle chach mi-Yisrael ha-rishonim katanoim v'amiroim ki-im, who do you ask gash music questions to? Le-Nevi'im mamash, ha-shahoy le-fnim b'Yisrael, k'shmol ha-roya. So you only ask such questions of Nevi'im. So the Pashtus, the Alter Rebbe is saying, today there's no Nevuah. But here you have a sicha from the Rebbe in Chelik Yudalat, Parsha Shoftim, Sicha Beis, Siv Gimel, and this is all here, and it's already also brought earlier, Chelik Beis, in the letter from the Rebbe, and in other places, where the Rebbe says, no, it's not true. There is Nevuah even b'zman hazeh. And the Rebbe has kama v'kama rayos to this. First of all, the Rebbe says that you have to understand, the concept of Nevuah is not one level. That there's a Nevuah, and either there's Nevuah or there isn't. It doesn't work that way. There's many different Madregas in Nevuah. The Rebbe's Mitzayin to Kisvei Arizal, where you can see there's all kinds of levels of Nevuah. We even know in the Lashonis of Chazal. There's Nevuah, there's Ruach HaKodesh, there's Baskoil, and there's probably some other expressions as well. But there's many different levels of Nevuah. So even if it's true that B'zman HaZeh, you don't have the Nevuah the way it was then, by the Nevi'im, Shemes Nevi'im Achreinim, but to say that there's no level of Nevuah at all, there's no Raya of it. Love that. Why? Why should you say that? But Pashtus, you would think, Ruach HaKodesh and Nevua have nothing to do with each other. You have to understand something. Nevua is not just a revelation. Nevua is not just a concept of prophecy. Nevua has a status al pi halacha. Nevua has a koyach al pi halacha that a Navi has the right to say certain things. A Navi has a right. There's the pasuk here that Rebbe brings in this week's parsha. Eilof Tishmon. This week's parasha says Eilof Tishmon. It's also on last week's parasha. What do you learn out from Eilof Tishmon? That a Navi could come and tell you Bahira's Shah to be over on any of the mitzvah satayra. That was the whole basis of Eliyahu Bahara Carmel, that told Yidden to be Makrav on Obama even after the time period when there was Isra to be Makrav on Obama. It's a Chiyav Kares. Chiyav Kares to bring a carbon outside the base of Mikdash. Yet, a Navi could come along and say Bahira's Shah to be Makrav on Obama. So when we talk about Nevuah, you're not just talking about some kind of a concept of revelation of Psaruch Nizaginya, which is a great thing in its own right. But Bepoyel Mamish, a words of a Navi could be used to the extent to actually be over on an Isra on the Torah if it's a Hira Asha, a Pinavi. So the Rebbe here in the Sikha says that the fact that there's Nevuah Bizman Azeh, and we find that there's a concept of Ruach HaKodesh that existed throughout Chazal, there's so many Agadas in Chazal. So many agadas and agadas of Gemara and Medrashim and places where you find that there were Ruach HaKodesh amongst the Chazal. So there's no question about it that there was Ruach HaKodesh in the time of Chazal. But the Rebbe's Mechadish, that Ruach HaKodesh that we find throughout Chazal is not just some kind of a revelation that's me'ain the concept of Nevuah, it resembles Nevuah, but it has no halachic status. No, the Rebbe says it's an Indian of Nevuah. Even if you'll say that it wasn't the same level of revelation of Nevuah like the Nevi'im, but still, those inyanim of Ruach HaKodesh mentioned in Chazal are an inyan of Nevuah Mamish, on a lower level, but it has the Tekif and the Koyach and the Din, the Halacha of Nevuah.
So you're saying it was never Afsoka?
No, never. And the Rebbe is actually Medayik. The Rebbe is Medayik. One second. That's when you get Chedushim and Teira. No, that's a different Indian. So that's when you get to the Amitis of the Chedushim of Teira. That's a little bit of a different concept. Teira and Nevuah is a little bit different. One second. The Rebbe is Medayig. You said the Lashon of Nifsak. So the Lashon of the Gemara actually is Mishmeisu Nevi'im Achreim Zchag Yizchari Malachi Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael. The Rebbe says, it doesn't say in the Gemara, but I'm reading from page 73, by the way, if you want to see where I'm reading from. The Rebbe says, the Gemara does not say the Lashon of Batal Nevuah, Nifsak Nevuah. The Lashon the Gemara uses is Nistalka. Stalka, the Rebbe says, is a different Inyan. What's the difference? So the Rebbe's Mazba as follows. When you say that there's no Nevuah b'zman hazeh, now, nobody's going to argue that the fact is that we don't see Nevuah the same way it was in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. However, the Rebbe says 2 points. Point number one is, just because something is not as common, and a Navi today could only be one or two people in a generation, it doesn't mean that it's completely not possible. In the time of the Nevi'im, so over there, then Nevuah was more common. When it says in the Gemara, Nistalka Nevuah Mi'Yisrael, all it means is that it's not as common anymore. That it's mamish, a tiny handful of people, and even less than a handful. It's mamish, one or two people in a generation that it's possible to have Nevuah, not more. That's not one point that Rebbe says. Because again, the Gemara doesn't say Batl or Nifsak. Second point that Rebbe says is, what does it mean that that there's no Nevuah today? You could understand this in two ifanim. Either the pshat is that the Eibishter Mamaila decreed a gzeira that the tkufas on Nevuah is over. Just like there's the time of the Gili of Teira that comes through Meshur Rabbeinu, Chamisha Chumshe Teira, and then after Chamisha Chumshe Teira, that tkufa is over, and then afterwards you have Nevi'im, Ksuvim. It's a different Indian. There's Teira, then there's Nevi'im, and then there's Ksuvim. One has nothing to do with the other. So al derech zeh, you would say that when it says in the Gemara, Nistalka Nevuah Mi'Yisrael, a certain time period came to an end, the concept of Nevuah has expired. Mumaila, it's a gzeira mumaila. But the Rebbe says, no, there's no reason to say that. The Gemara doesn't say that there was a hefsik, there was batl, mumaila, not mumaila. All the Gemara is saying is that hayyiz, to be a Navi, you have to have a certain qualification. You have to meet the criteria to be in the level of a Navi. The Rambam describes exactly what you have to be a Navi, a gibber, a asher, a chacham, and all the different things that a person has. Simch. There's a lot of things to be in the level of a Navi. So what the Gemara is saying is, after a certain time period, to find an individual that meets all these qualifications is unlikely, is not common at all. And therefore, Nistalka Ruach HaKadosh Mi'Yisrael, Nistalka Nevuah Mi'Yisrael. Meaning that, mitzad the fact that people below are not a keli for it, so the gili of the Nevuah has been elevated, has been removed. But not that there's mitzad l'mayla hafsik. There's no hafsik mitzad l'mayla, mitzad the Eivishter.
We became a lower level.
Smatu adeiris. The Lashon of the Rebbe always, achshe dar abitmiya. So therefore today, you don't have the people that are a roi for Nevuah. But does that mean that there's nobody that's roi for Nevuah? No. Doesn't say that anywhere. That's mitzad, the Indian itself. Mitzad Lashna Gemara, mitzad the Indian itself. The Rebbe says there's no rai. The Gemara means that it's not shaykh. It just says that it's not common. And it just means that that you don't have the people that have the qualifications mitzad lamato. But mitzad lamailo, it was never nifsak. Then the Rebbe goes a step further and says, let's take out a Rambam. Let's see what it says in the Sefer Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah dedicates two parakim for the Inyan of Nevuah. And the Rambam writes all the details about a Navi, all the qualifications of a Navi, and how he says Nevuah, when he says Nevuah. Then the Rambam says a whole Arichas about the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu as well, and how he was greater than the other Nevi'im. Great Arichas, big Arichas in the Rambam. Is there anywhere in any of those halachas that the Rambam says that the Nevuah is only up until a certain point, and after that it was bottle? But that achklau, whenever the Rambam talks about all the concepts that he brings up, all the mitzvahs, all the inyanim, so l'mashal, you have all those mitzvahs that are only b'zman shavis and mikdash kayim. So the Rambam will say, and this is only b'zman shavis and mikdash kayim, and not after the b'zman mikdash bottle, whatever, all kinds of things. Or the Rambam says, b'negeah to the makim also. This is only in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a chutzlar, it's toli ba'aretz. B'negeah to all the inyanim, anything that's toli in a certain zman, or in a certain makim, the Rambam will write that this is in a certain zman or in a certain makim. Comes to Nevuah, the Rambam doesn't give no limitations, not regarding Zman, not regarding Mokim. The Rambam says that there's the qualifications for Nevuah, and the Rebbe's Medayik, after the Rambam brings the qualifications of Nevuah, the Rambam says, Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Shayed Olav. If you rise to that level, you meet the qualifications, Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Shayed Olav. Miyad, the Rebbe says, the Rambam said the word Miyad. So not only doesn't he write any other qualifications of time or space or place, he says Miyad, so it's mashma that it happens Miyad. The Rebbe is also medayik, interesting, from the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says, when noyheges mitzvah zu, that you have to listen to a Navi. He's talking about the mitzvah of listening to a Navi. B'schorim u'nekevis, kol azman sheyimtze Navi beinenu. As long as there's a Navi amongst us. He doesn't write b'zman abayis, or he doesn't write up until this time period, this mitzvah was noyeg, and after that it's not noyeg. He says, as long as there's a Navi beinenu. In other words, he's leaving it open. If there'll be a Navi, you have to listen. That's it. Doesn't tell you when, what, where. Yeah, and then the Rebbe is also medayik from other Lashonis, where the Rambam uses the terminology regarding a Navi, including ourselves into this as well. The Rambam's Lashon is v'cheinim tzivonu. If a Navi tells us to do something, there's a mitzvah to listen. Yoyim alonu anavi, the mitzvah to listen to a Navi. So the Rambam keeps on using terminology which implies that the concept of Nevuah is not something of the past. The concept of Nevuah is relevant today as ever before. Then this is all the Raya from the Rambam, the Raya from the Chinuch, the Lashon of the Gemara. Ay, the Alter Rebbe Nigeres HaKedish. The Alter Rebbe Nigeres HaKedish says that you don't have Nevuah today. So the Rebbe says, okay, could be it's not the same level of Nevuah, but Bechlolos, this is also called Nevuah. This is also called Nevuah. And again, the subject of this Sikha is the Isser of Bama, of bringing a carbon on Bama. And the Rebbe says that it's even possible a Navi should come today and say to be makriv a carbon on a Bama, and al pi halacha, you'll be mechuyev to listen to him. It's a very powerful thing. I mean, the Rebbe should say such a thing. Good. So there's the Rambam in Sefer Ayad says how you prove it. There's an ois, there's a maifis, whatever it is. But if you have a person that's verified as a real Navi, he can come along and tell you to be makriv a carbon b'zman hazeh and a bama. Or for that matter, if he tells you a hirah shah, it's all in b'hirah shah, to be over on one of the tayag mitzvahs, you have to listen to the Navi. Okay, this is what the Rebbe says here. Now the Rebbe brings the biggest chiddush of all. Which is the Rambam in Igeres Teiman. There's a famous letter that the Rambam wrote to the Yidden in Teiman, and there the Rambam says that Nevuah is going to come back to Yidden. Which year is it going to come back to Yidden? In the year Dalad Alofim Tof Kuf Ayin Vav.
Exactly.
Yep, he says an exact year. Well, that's exactly 800. What is it? 804 years ago, right? If it would be dal alofim, tough. It's not now. We're in hey alofim, tough shimpei. So this is tough kuf, So it's 804 years ago. 804 years ago, he says that's when the Nevuah will come back to Klal Yisrael. Where does he come up with this number? Where does he come up with this random number? So the Rambam says, if you look into the Nevuah of Bilam, it says, Ka'es Ya'omer le'Yakov le'Yisrael ma'pol keil. That at this time, it's going to be said to Yidden, what is the Eibishter doing? So he says, Ka'es. What does it mean, Ka'es? Count the time from the beginning of creation until when Bilam spoke to Yidden. When was that? Beis Alofim Tof Mem Ches is the year the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Very good. And then another 40 years, Beis Alofim Tof Pei Ches. Beis Alofim Tof Pei Ches is when Bilam said his Nevuah to the Yidden. So Ka'es, when that number of years will pass again, that's when the Nevuah is going to come back to Klal Yisrael. So Beis Alofim Tof Pei Ches times 2 is 4,976 Liyitzira. Okay? So that's exactly when the Nevuah will come back to Klal Yisrael. There's actually different Gersois over here in this Igeres Taimon, but the Rebbe says this is the right Gersa because this is the Cheshbon from when Bilam said the Nevuah. That's what the Rambam writes. Not only that, the Rambam says that there was an individual that lived around in his time period.
It's in his lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
The Rambam was 1164.
So, that Rambam lived the Radha.
So it's the end of his life.
Exactly. Okay. And the Rambam writes about an individual that lived in his time period that he was a Navi. Hamayfis Hazeh Haychiach Le'ene Kalbasa Shuhu Le'ene Koil Shuhu Navi Be'en Safik. That he was the Navi. That I don't remember. And over here, the Rebbe doesn't bring the name. Could be in Igeres Taimon. I didn't check it up now. Could be there in Igeres Taimon and it says the name. But the Rambam says that there was a person in his time that was a Navi. That was a Navi.
That's a clear
Navi. Straight off. Look, but the Rambam doesn't mamish write any of this befeirish in the Sefer Ayad and Sefer Alochis. So the Rebbe brings both. The Rebbe brings what it says in the Igeres Taimon, which is very powerful. But at the same time, though, the Rebbe also backs it up with what the Rambam writes in Sefer Hayad, which is a Sefer Halochis Poyel. And you look in the Sefer Ayad, the Rambam does not mention any expiration date for the concept of Nevuah. The Rambam, when he talks about Nevuah, keeps on talking it in terminology that includes our generation in it as well. So even Mamish and Sefer Halachas, you see that the concept of Nevuah is Shaykh today as well.
You see from Igeres Taimon
that it happened.
It was current. It
happened. Yeah. And then you have an order 21 that Rebbe brings in a Tosfos of Gittin. The end of Gittin, Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph, there's a Tosfos that brings something, B'Shem Rab Ezra HaNovi. So Tosfos calls him Rab Ezra HaNovi. So you could say it was some title he had. It was a title that, if for whatever reason, he got the title of a Navi. But the Rebbe is bringing it that you see that there's the union of Nevuah. Then there's another issue. So this is all one subject. When you get Nevuah b'sman hazeh. Now, to take this a step further, the Rebbe, ki yiduah meforsem, in Parsha Shoftim, Tavshin and Aleph, spoke about the fact that you have Nevuah b'sman hazeh. And then the Rebbe over there spoke about the fact that you have the Rabbeim, you have the Baal Shem Tov, and the Sefer Achkira from the Tzemach Tzedek. Sefer Achkira of the Tzemach Tzedek, writes that the Baal Shem Tov, the Darg of Ruach HaKodesh that he had was mamish like the Nevi'im, the Baal Shem Tov, and the Alter Rebbe, and the Rabbeim. That the way they spoke about things, and the Yedei Asidus, they saw Misoifa Olam at Soifa, and they were able to mamish an Inyan of Nevuah mamish. And the Rebbe over there says that the Inyan of Nevuah is Shaykh also B'dayreinu, the Friedrich Rebbe, and there's a Nevuah, the Nevuah of L'Alter L'Gula, L'Alter L'Tshuva, and the Nevuah of Hine Hine Mashiach Ba. And the Rebbe over there in the Sikha bases it all on this Inyan, that there's an Inyan of Nevuah mamish even B'zman Hazeh. So we're not talking over here about an abstract concept. We're talking about the Poel Mamish, the Nevuah of Hine Mashiach Ba, and it's based in Halacha Kipshuta, on the Rambam, that says that this Nevuah B'zman Hazeh. There's another detail to this Inyan, which the Rebbe doesn't address B'Fedish, not that I found, and that is a discussion, actually there's a letter, sorry, there is a letter from the Rebbe about this, and that is when you get to the Shaila of whether there could be Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. Big Shaila whether there's an Inyan of Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. What is this based on? There's a machlokes. It's brought in Zohar, in two different places in Zohar, whether there's nevuah. Again, right? No. So I'll tell you 1 second. Get there. So there's a Zohar that speaks about it. There's a mechilta in Parshas Bo that speaks about it, and there's a letter from the Rebbe about it, and there's a Rashi in Moed Katan about it. So Bekitzer, because it's a bit late. So Bekitzer, the point is that one place the Zohar says that there is nevuah in Chutz Laretz. And in another place, the Zohar says, there's no Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. When the Mechilta speaks about it, so the Mechilta says, obviously, before the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, there was Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. like you said, Moshe was a Navi and so on. Question though is, after the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, from that point forward, is there any Nevuah outside of Eretz Yisrael? That's the Shaila. But before there definitely was. So if you look in the Mechilta, there's three opinions. The first opinion there is, once they came into Eretz Yisrael, there's no Nevuah in Chutz Laretz anymore. That's it. Could only be in Eretz Yisrael. Another opinion is, it depends. If it's a Navi that began his Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, and then he went out of Eretz Yisrael, because he began and got his Koyach HaNevuah in Eretz Yisrael, he could continue saying Nevuah outside of Eretz Yisrael. But you can't start your Koyach HaNevuah outside of Eretz Yisrael. Third opinion, which I believe is Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadik, he says, no, there's Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. There are sources in different places that you can't say Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. He says that's only if you're in places where it's not a mokim, it's a mokim tome in Chutz Laretz, because we know Bechlal, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz is considered to be, there's a Gzeira of Tumas Ha'amim and so on. So in Chutz Laretz Gufe, if you're in a place of a mamish, a mokim tome, then there can't be Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. But otherwise, it is possible to have Nevuah in Chutz Laretz, even to begin being a Navi in Chutz Laretz. Those are the three opinions that are brought in the Mechilta. And like I mentioned in Zayah, there's two opinions about it. So the Rebbe says, "Nu, what's the halacha b'pail?" So there's a Rashi in Ma'id Katan that says that there's no Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. Clear Rashi. So Rashi also says no Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. But here again, the Rebbe comes and says, the same diak that the Rebbe says here, when you get to the Nevuah b'zman hazeh, just like the Rambam doesn't give any time period for Nevuah, the Rambam doesn't give any limitation of place for Nevuah either. So it's mashma that the Rambam holds, that the Indian of Nevuah could be anywhere. Otherwise, the Rambam would have made the point that it's only in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a Mechilta that says so, there's a Zohar that says so. So the Rambam knows of this Mechilta. The Rambam would have said that it's only in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that the Rambam doesn't say a word about this means that you could have Nevuah even in Chutz Laretz. That's where the Rambam paskens. So the halacha that Rebbe says, we accept the halacha of the Rambam. We don't have any other pesik that argues in the Rambam that there is Nevuah even in Chutz Laretz, and there's Nevuah even b'zman hazeh. Right? No. Rashi's saying a Pirish on Gemara. Yeah, so that's the story. So the bottom line is, there's Farah Nevuah. There's Nevuah even in Chutz Laretz, and there's Nevuah even Bezman Azeh. And the Rebbe told us on Nevuah that he named Mashiach Ba. So we're ready. Has to happen now. Take it from me, Yad Mamish.